Even under the best of circumstances, drawing cartoons is a lonely business. That's one thing that hasn't changed while the rest of the publishing world has been going through a huge upheaval in recent years.
It's a multifaceted way of making a living. You really have to be more of an entrepreneur, a cartoonist who's willing to put on a business hat now and again to make it work. The days of going into the newspaper office and just focusing only on your cartoon, I think largely those days are gone, sadly.
Mark Fiore is one editorial cartoonist who has rolled with those changes. In the late 90s, he began to shift into computer-generated animations to express his views. And in 2010, he won a Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning in that medium. At the Schultz Museum in Santa Rosa on Sunday, he'll moderate a panel of four other prominent cartoonists in a discussion about the future of their craft.
One of the things that everybody is trying to figure out is, okay, well, it's this great, beautiful new world of getting your work out there and so many more people can see it. But how do I put food on the table?
Jen Sorensen, a self-syndicated cartoonist whose work appears mostly in alternative weekly papers across the country, will be part of that panel. She says that for her, the challenge to adapt was most acute 5 to 6 years ago.
That was the Great Recession of 2008, 2009, when newspapers were dropping cartoons, and I wasn't really sure whether strip was going to have a long-term future or not.
The answer for her was creative diversification.
I've always done illustration work on the side. I think the key to being able to be a cartoonist these days is to be diversified. There's freelance illustration work. I do occasional long-form comics, advocacy comics, where your views coincide with a group. There's really an endless number of little things you can do.
Everything from going the YouTube route, whether you're making animation or acting as a talking head, giving more context for your cartoons. There are ways to make some money doing that on YouTube through advertising.
This is Mark Fiore again.
There's other interesting things like micropayments through places like Patreon, which is essentially Kickstarter for people like me or other cartoonists who are doing things on an ongoing basis. So it's a way to kind of vote for the cartoonists or the creators that you like. Publishing your own books, doing apps. There's a ton of ways out there, whether it's merchandising or direct to the audience, and you just have to be able to juggle and find one that works best for your work.
That makes for a more competitive landscape, he observes, one in which it may be harder than ever for new talent to get established.
Someone just out of high school who wants to get into this, all you need to do is start up a website or start posting stuff on Facebook. They're basically going to be fighting the same battles I am, having done this for a lot of years.
The skill set needed to succeed now, adds Sorensen, involves finding ways to both create the cartoons and actively market your work.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to go back and forth because it's using a different part of your brain, and so it gives the right side of my brain a break. But there are times when the business side can be a little time-consuming, doing billing and that sort of thing. It kind of takes up time that maybe I'd rather be trying to meet a deadline or creating something.
Still, there is one aspect of cartooning in the digital world that Sorensen relishes.
The fact that I now have a lot of feedback online has certainly been a big change. You get an immediate sense of whether people like a strip or not and whether they're responding to it or sharing it. That's definitely been a big change.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.